Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. This is the Grow an Online Business, where we talk about all the tips, advice, and techniques you need to build an online business for yourself. And we just finished up a three-part series on how to increase revenue. And so today I thought we would do something just a little bit different. So we are going to take a look at what's going on in the business and the website. But before we do that, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about today. We are going to talk about how to use and increase your network. So the people that you know, whether it be business-wise, personal-wise, but how to increase your network to increase your business. So we'll get into that and a bunch more in just a moment. All right, so before we dive into how to increase your network to increase your business, I wanted to touch on, I know we haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks, but strangely, on March 22nd, I had an anomaly in Google Analytics. So I had to do some digging, and when I dug around, I had an extraordinarily high number of organic views on March 22nd. And so typically speaking, I get, 6-8 people a day in organic traffic, sometimes less. But on this particular day, the 22nd, I had 330 people organically find my website. It took them directly to my main page or my my homepage, my front page of the website. And I was, it dropped back immediately. That's the only day it did that. And it just did it for the one day. And so anyway, I did find out what the search term was. And the search term was moon, and it ranked in position 3. So I'm pretty sure most of the people that did make it to the website, although they were there for a bit, they did not, well, it says average pages per session, 2. So it does look like they looked around a little bit while they were there. It says bounce rate 0, which is really good. So it pretty much means out of the people that made it there, they looked at a few pages. So at least they looked around a little bit. So that's kind of something. It was 360 sessions, 330 organic people made it. So at least a good number of them looked at multiple pages. So at least that's something. But strangely enough, it only takes one minute. Like if you can get on in the top three positions for anything on any particular day, you are going to be in great shape. So it is what it is. So I had a crazy great day that one day, and then that is it. So otherwise, if we take a look at the past basically 3 weeks, so we'll start here on, let's see here. Let's start again. Let's go back 1, 2, 3. Let's go back to the 14th through today. Okay, so if we do that and we take a look at where we are at, let's take a look at the home traffic source. Okay, maybe we look at home, see where we're at. Okay, so if we look at that, let's see here, last 7 days, no, let's take last 28 days because that's about the last month. So that does include that strange spike, which was awesome. If you take that strange spike into account, that day was 65% or 6,500% higher, 330 people versus 7, 8, 9, 8, 16, 15, 7, 9, 11, 11, 9, 8, 7, 8, 5, 6. Okay, so it's showing 516 users, 201% more than normal. So realistically, if you're looking at my graph, it's just about the same except for that one gigantic spike. So I would say overall, I'm probably not really increasing much week after week. And then this week I did have some pretty good days. I had a couple of days here on the 6th and 7th, April 6th and 7th, that were pretty decent. And then my best day in organic traffic was organic search 5. So I had 5 was my best organic day. I usually get a decent amount of direct traffic. It's usually 5 or 6, sometimes 8. And so anyway, it was a fairly good day. I had 10 total, and out of the 10, 5 were organic search, which is pretty good. I hadn't actually had a low day for direct traffic on the 10th. So that was on the weekend. It's usually a little bit slower for me, direct traffic on the weekend. It usually bumps up a little bit during the week. So that's where we're at. It looks like my most visited page, obviously, is my homepage. And then after that, MLM assessment tool, which is good. That shouldn't actually be even on that page, but that's okay. That's for a completely different website. How strange. All right. So it looks like, let's see here. Last 7 days. Am I on the right one? Refresh that page, please. Yeah, so strange. It's telling me all these strange channels that aren't even mine. What pages? Last 7 days. Yeah. It's definitely wrong. That one, 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 that one. All of the pages that it's saying my users visited are all pages from a different website. So something has happened to my Google Analytics. So interesting. It is what it is, I suppose. It's just going to be what it is. It's saying here it was for, in fact, Broken Moon Media. So let's switch it. Let's look at G4. So the last week, users down 13%. Let's grab last 28 days and see where we're at on that. Okay. This one, strangely, is showing 22nd. It is absolutely not showing that giant spike, the 330 people. So interestingly, the same one, Broken Moon Media, but using the G4, it's not showing that same spike of 330 people on the 22nd. So it's saying on the 22nd, I had 2 people, down 33%. So that's interesting. Let's see, non-referral, organic, okay. Overall good. Views by page title and screen, 22 to my home page, and then just a random sprinkling in all my other pages. So it is what it is. Okay, so it looks like it's having a little bit of trouble. I think I'm gonna have to jump into my Google Analytics and Google Analytics page and my Search Console, make sure that I've got the proper tracking codes on there to make sure that I'm actually looking at what I'm supposed to be looking at. All right, I notice I've added no new people when I checked in my MailChimp. I've added no new people to my newsletter, so not great. Not even in the last month. So it hasn't helped that I have not been promoting or pushing it very much. I have been doing some. I haven't added any new articles, or maybe one. I think I've added one new article in the last 4 weeks. So it's not been a lot of business, a lot of additional business time being spent on the website. It's mostly been just trying to see where things fall out, because I want to see where I end up. There's going to be a new algorithm change for Google, I believe, coming in May. So I am trying to prep the website for that, for what I understand it to be. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm hoping that after the change, my website should start showing up more often and start being seen in organic search more. Okay, that being said, we will be working on some different things next week and see where we end up. I will attempt to work on Pinterest. I did see something interesting on another website that I'm going to be giving a try, and I will keep you guys abreast of that. It's on the webpage that I was looking at. They actually put four pins for their Pinterest page for that article on the bottom of the page. And it says, hey, if you don't have time to read this post now, pin it and read it later. So it actually gives other people the opportunity to pin your article versus just you having to pin your article. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. So you just make and post four little cards, four pins in the proper size with the writing, everything like you want. And you can try four different styles and see which of those four styles ends up more on Pinterest. So it's a little bit more of an organic way to allow other people to pin without finding or sharing the pin that you post. So you post one, plus everyone who visits your site may also decide to jump on there and go, you know what, I kind of like this, I'm going to pin it, boop, and then drop a pin. So I think I'm going to try that. That's something I'm going to be working on in the next few weeks. And so I will keep you guys abreast of that and let you know if I do find a good plugin for my WordPress site that makes pinning very, very easy. So we'll see where that lands, but I'll keep you in the loop. Okay, moving on. So let's go and take a look now at how to increase your network and increase your business. So let's use your network to increase your business. So what is your network? First thing we need to do is identify your networks. So if you aren't already familiar with what your networks are people that you know. Okay, plain and simple. Now you have multiple networks. So you're going to have a network that is business associates. So there will be business associate network that you have. So people that you know that are involved in or with your business, that are in marketing, that are in and not necessarily your business itself, but it can be. It can be your business, but it could be, when I say marketing, it could be the people that you have on your marketing team, or it could be the people with whom you purchase marketing for or from to market your business. So you might be using a marketing company. You might just be using some ad space. And if you're not using automated ads, you might be talking to somebody. That person would be in your business network. If it's somebody involved in distributorship or deliveries or in any way or fashion related to your business, that would be your business network. So you need to identify that network and start trying to actively put those names down on a piece of paper. Now you can do it digitally. You can put it in an Excel form, or you can put it, they have some other networking forms that you can actually fill out and say, well, I know this person who knows this person, and kind of go through there and network it out if you'd like. Super not necessary, but it might be beneficial for you. And then we need to identify the rest of your network. So you probably have a network that you know from, let's say, your church. If you're a religious person, you probably have a network of people that you know from your church, a network of people that you know at a club that you go to, or a place that you frequent, maybe that where you eat a lot. So then any people that you meet are actually a part of your network, especially if they know you by name. All right, you're going to have personal networks. Of course, personal networks are the easiest to track down. It's usually everyone you know who's on your Facebook, right? Or that follow you on any number of social media sites. There's a million of them. You may have branched out a little bit, and now there's additional people that are following you that maybe you don't necessarily know. Believe it or not, they're still in your network. So you have a way to contact them or to reach out to them through social media. So that is something you also want to identify. Okay. Once you've identified all of your networks and you've got them listed out and you realize, okay, I know what I'm looking for. I know who they are. I know where I'm at. The next thing you need to do is identify potential leads for your business or your product, your service, whatever it is you're offering. You need to identify who are potential leads? What do they look like? What do they need? What are they looking for? What's lacking? What are they having trouble with? Like, what is it about them that makes them a potential lead for you? Now, once you have that information, it is crucially important for you to figure out where they spend their time. Okay, so why do I say it like that? If you know where they spend time, you can also spend time there. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be sitting in a seat next to them because they're there. Let's say that your potential leads all are at a tennis club. Okay, it might make sense for you to be at that tennis club. But you might also find that those potential leads also spend a lot of time reading Tennis Pro magazine online. Okay, if that's the case, we now know where to reach those people, and especially if there's a chat room or a blog or a something where people can communicate with one another there, boom, that's where you want to be. Typically speaking, no matter what it is, there are groups. So Facebook group is the easiest one. So I'm going to use that one. You may be aware of some other social media sites or some other networking sites that allow you to contact and communicate on different groups. There are a ton of new apps coming out that allow for that. So you may want to check those out. I've noticed that there are some that I have not started using. I know that it's difficult to stay super abreast on all of them, but there's Clubhouse is a new one that just came out that is really good for absolutely fine-tuning your target market and then reaching out to them in a really non-threatening manner, and you get to use voice. So they get to hear you talk. It's not just texting, it's not just writing. But once you have identified where they spend their time, you want to start to spend time there. So if they're in chat rooms, you go to those chat rooms. If they're in groups and they're talking and asking questions and answering questions, you jump in there and you answer questions. So get your name out there, get your personality out there in front of people. So as you do that, then people will begin to question, man, why do you know so much about this? What is it that you do? So when people start to ask you what you do or what your qualifications are, why do you know so much about this? Why is it, oh man, that was super helpful. You'll be able to make a soft introduction to your product or service. So it isn't a harsh one because you're not cold contacting them. You're not just beating them down with, guess what I do and I do this and you should buy this. You're not introducing your business, product, service, whatever it is you're offering to them in that manner. You're doing it softly because they've asked you for it. Now, why do I say it's a soft introduction? They've asked you, you've answered, but they're not the only ones reading it. So you're getting out a soft introduction that is basically being overheard by a bunch of other potential clients or customers. So when they see that you've done that, you've now outed yourself as being a professional or an expert in whatever it is you're offering. And you basically then told the rest of the people in that group, this is who I am, this is what I do, feel free to contact me. Because you're a member of the group, people won't feel weird about asking you about stuff. And you can always then post a link to your business. However, keep in mind, it's pretty much decent etiquette to post a link to your product or business or service as a reply or a response to a question. So if you're just jumping on and some people ask a question in their post, hey, does anybody know any good this or that? You can absolutely jump on and say, yes, here's a link. But no one's going to follow it. However, if you say yes, and you should also look for this and this and this, be sure to ask about this and this. And then somebody else will, and then it'll create a whole series of people communicating and talking in a long chain of communication. Once that's happened, then you can say, as a matter of fact, here's a link. But you don't want to just coldly jump out and go, here's a link, and then hope that people follow it, because they won't. Here's the deal. And I know we've said it 100 times on here, but people don't care what you know until they know that you care. So you have to get on and care about people. You have to talk to them and answer their questions. Give them some meat before you ask for gravy. So get on there, give them something that answers their question without them having to follow the link. So you can answer everything they have about that question and then say, oh, and by the way, if you're interested in purchasing one, I sell them on my website here. If you do it in that way, instead of like, hey, here's what you should check out, read this, no one's going to do that. And they're going to be irritated that you did it. Type it all in, even if you copy and paste it, type it into the message so that they can see that you're answering their question, their query, so that it's personal. Once you make it personal, then it's no longer just blindly shooting cold requests for purchase to anybody. You're actually doing it in a way that is beneficial to them. So that will increase the size of your network, and it will allow you to expand your network in ways that you hadn't probably previously thought. Also, it does it in a softer manner. So it isn't you out there shaking hands, hey, this is what I sell, this is what I do. No, you're jumping into groups that are already interested in talking about what it is that you're selling or moving or offering. And then it's allowing you to communicate with them in an easy, open, honest fashion. Now, be aware that if you're not a professional or you're not an expert in it, don't answer questions that would require someone to be an expert, because you'll out yourself as not being an expert, and then people will make fun of you big time. Rightly so, if you're jumping on there and trying to answer questions with answers you're not even sure of. So be sure to know what you're talking about when you jump out there and you're putting your name and your business, your brand in front of them. Okay, so you are offering to help people. All right, and then when you make those connections, connect with those people that are in there, your new network, connect with them in multiple ways. So you might be just answering their questions, but be sure to ask questions as well. Now, I understand that you don't want to look like, well, I already know the answers. I'm the one giving the answers. I don't want to ask a question because that would make me seem like I didn't know what I was talking about. Not exactly. What you could do is, once everyone knows that you are the professional, you are the expert in that area, that field, that for that particular product, you could get on there and say, hey guys, this is what I do. This is what I'm selling. This is what I'm offering. This is who I am. This is my business. This is my brand. And you know what? I'm trying to listen to the customers. Now, I've noticed I've had an increase in sales, and I'm just curious, guys, what's working right? What am I doing right? What's my business doing right that I could do more of? What could I do better? So if you're not good at taking criticism, ask that. If you're decent at taking criticism, say, hey, what more could I do? What am I doing wrong? Or what could I stop doing with something different? Like, what would you see me replace something with? And what would you see replaced, and what would you see it replaced with? And you might be surprised to find the answers are things you hadn't even considered, because you're so focused on the day-to-day crunches of trying to sell widget A that you hadn't thought, oh my gosh, by the way, they also need a tiny widget B, which could be an easy add-on, but they don't have access to it. So it makes using widget A extremely difficult, except for those people who already have access to widget B, which is a tiny little thing. So it may behoove you to add that in and say, hey, I have a new package. It's widget A and B for slightly more money, because it doesn't cost you much to get that because you have access, but your customers may not have as easy access to that secondary part, that little applicator or whatever the case may be. So where were we? Oh, we were discussing how to increase your network, using that network to increase your business. So I think we've pretty much covered everything I was wanting to go over there with that. So I think with that, I'm going to bid you adieu. So if you have any questions or comments, please do drop into my Facebook page and ask them. I do respond to all comments and all questions that are sent my way. So I would love to hear from you. Jump on to either the Broken Moon Media page, or you can jump on to Grow an Online Business. It is the group that is in Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, just type in Grow an Online Business and you will find it. Also be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And also please, please, please give me a rating, especially if you like it, give me a rating on your favorite platform for listening to the podcast. And it really does help to get the word out and allow other people to hear it. But also, if there's anyone that you know, send them my way. Send the podcast over to them and say, hey, give this irritating guy a listen. Some of the things he says are silly, and some of the things he says actually make me think. I don't need to have all the answers. I'm not up here trying to tell you that I know everything. I'm hoping that I can tell you something that will spark something in your mind, spark something in your brain, and get you thinking about whatever it is that you're doing, but in a slightly different way, so that you then see opportunities that you didn't previously see there before. And hopefully I give you the courage to take the chance on that new little idea, because it might just be the biggest thing that ever happened to your business. All right, guys, it's been great. I look forward to talking to you again next week. And until then, go out there and be successful.